With Montana News, I'm Maxine Speyer. On the opening day of the 66th Montana legislature, Republican lawmakers in the Montana House have struck a deal meant to head off a potential rift between the majority party's conservative and moderate factions. Today's temporary rule change aims to unify the Republican majority and limit moderates from teaming up with Democrats to advance bills. The National Park Service says it's taking the extraordinary step of using entrance fees to pay for staffing at its highly visited parks in the wake of the partial government shutdown. The deputy director of the service, P. Daniel Smith, says in a statement that the money will be used to bring in staff to maintain restrooms, clean up trash, and patrol the parks. However, Democratic Congresswoman Betty McCollum of Minnesota says that dipping into user fees this way likely violates the law. A former Missoula resident whose rape conviction was overturned after he spent years in prison has filed a lawsuit alleging Missoula County mishandled the case. Cody Marble filed the lawsuit last week against the sheriff's office, the county attorney's office, and several of their employees. A man who died in an avalanche in northwest Montana over the weekend was identified today as 35-year-old Eric S. Grain of Shodo. The avalanche was triggered by snowmobiles Saturday afternoon, 2 miles south of Teton Pass ski area. Officials say Grain and his snowmobile were swept about 150 yards and buried under roughly 2 feet of snow. The 66th Montana legislature officially convened today, with lawmakers casting their first vote of the 90-day session on a temporary rules measure, the UM Legislative News Service's Tim Pierce reports.
Republicans control both the House and the Senate. The GOP has been split on a rules change that could affect how larger issues, including Medicaid expansion, will move through the legislative process. The House on Monday voted to adopt temporary rules, but the changes will be debated this week in committees. Republican Secretary of State Corey Stapleton encouraged unity among legislators.
Friendships are the cartilage of the legislative body. Make some friendships with your opponents.
Democratic Representative Casey Schreiner of Great Falls also called for cooperation, particularly on Medicaid expansion and infrastructure.
The people of Montana, they deserve people that want to lead with solutions.
Over 3,000 bills have been drafted for debate.
With the UM Legislative News Service. A Department of Justice review suggests the state could prevent child deaths with public campaigns about reporting child abuse and safe sleep practices for newborns. The Office of Child and Family Ombudsman reviewed the deaths of 12 children last year whose cases had been reported to Child and Family Services within a year of their deaths. 9 of the children were under age 3, including 7 who were less than a year old. One case is being prosecuted as a deliberate homicide and another as a negligent homicide. 2 others remain under investigation. 3 were deemed accidental, including one involving co-sleeping with a parent who had a history of drug use. 2 deaths were due to medical complications for a child whose mother used illegal drugs while pregnant. 2 others were ruled suicides, and the cause was undetermined. Today's report said in 2 cases, workers at the child abuse hotline did not categorize them as needing investigation, even though the reporting party was a doctor or law enforcement officer. A former Missoula resident whose rape conviction was overturned after he spent years in prison has filed a lawsuit alleging Missoula County mishandled the case. Cody Marble filed the lawsuit last week against the sheriff's office, the county attorney's office, and several of their employees. Marble's lawsuit contends evidence against him was fabricated and seeks damages in an amount to be determined at trial. A man who died in an avalanche in northwest Montana over the weekend was identified today as 35-year-old Eric S. Grain of Shodo. The avalanche was triggered by snowmobiles Saturday afternoon. Grain was in a 4-person party of relatives snowmobiling in Teton Canyon, 2 miles south of Teton Pass ski area. Officials say Grain and his snowmobile were swept about 150 yards and buried under roughly 2 feet of snow. The victim did not have an avalanche beacon, and searchers found his body by using poles to probe the snow. A Department of Justice review suggests the state could prevent child deaths with public campaigns about reporting child abuse and safe sleep practices for newborns. I'm Maxine Speyer, Montana Public Radio.